to this title. And he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Yes, everyone, thanks for joining us back with another episode of The Warm Down, joined by Wesley Brown. How you doing, man?
How you doing, man? You okay?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good, good.
So, last night we saw United against PSG in the Champions League, and I thought for half an hour there's only one team winning that.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a tough game, isn't it? I mean, we've had such good games in the last 7 weeks, this being a special occasion, obviously, against PSG. They've got a couple out. Before the game, I thought we would win. I thought we started off pretty well. We were putting a lot of pressure on them, but you know, they are a very solid team defensively. We didn't really get a sniff. I feel like they got rid of everything, every ball in the air. And then obviously once Martial and Lingard go off, I always thought we'd struggle a little bit.
I see a lot of people saying Lingard's not United quality, and I see him saying he's not world class, he's never been world class. For me, Jesse Lingard's integral to a team that presses.
Yeah, he's one of my favourite players. I mean, he gets into these intelligent positions, he makes good runs, you know, he floats through a few players, and he's still young, do you know what I mean? He's still young and he's still...
He's not that young, actually.
Yeah, he's not. But what I'm trying to say is he's been in the team now, he's experienced. He's part of that front three, I think, that works, that clicks. You know, we've seen him play maybe a few different people in that position, but I just think them three click together, where we're explosive, we've got a quick counter attack, and you know, Jesse gets into these positions, I think that he's very comfortable in as well, and he makes it difficult for defenders.
Do you think there's something in the fact that we sort of seen what I'd call a Jose forward three in Alexis, Lukaku and Mata, and then Ollie's forward three is totally different, isn't it? Do you think there's something in that, and the substitutions we were forced to make last night, think that was one of the downfalls?
No, because listen, we're all a team. We all want to do well for one another. But I think at the moment, the way Rashford's scoring, Martial's scoring, Lingard again integrating between the players, I think them three, you know, when we are defending and we're pushing, we're clearing the ball, and maybe Pogba picks it up, they're running behind, do you know what I mean? They're making space behind, and I think teams have probably not been expecting it, been how we've been playing previous to Ole. Whereas this time, you know, they've got to be on the toes, because you know, anything but a good ball down the sides or through the middle, any of them three are more than capable of getting on the end of it. And I think that's one of the things that's changed. I think together as a team, a unit, they've got a lot better. I thought last night was always going to be difficult, regardless. I mean, Mbappe's world class.
How fast is he?
Yeah, I mean,
well, how do you deal with speed like that? Because I thought Lindelof was all right.
Yeah, he did well. I mean, obviously, it was that time when they played it and he run down the side.
Yeah, that was almost like
there's nothing that you can actually do about that if you've not won the ball. You just have to obviously get back to the goal on the shortest route. And there was once I think he got in front of Ash when the ball got played through. But other than that, they pretty much handled him in that sense. But you can see that he is quality. And, you know, he took his goal brilliant. It was a great run from behind, straight through, you know, our two centre-halves, and he managed to just tap it in.
The second goal. The first goal, Matic leaves his man.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy. I mean, that's just concentrations. The ball's come over. He sees Pogba jump, and for some reason, he thinks Pogba's going to win it, and he was nowhere near it. That's where you've just got to concentrate, and, you know, no matter what, you've always just got to back your mate up. And, you know, if he runs there, he heads it.
Yeah.
But he's just... You know, his concentration for that split second, and that's what happens.
And the second goal, as a centre half and a fullback, where did that go wrong? Because for me, all three of them could be culpable at some degree.
As Ash goes out, you do probably think he's expecting to lift it a little bit, Di Maria there, or pull it back. And he's played this fantastic ball. I mean, Bailly, he's there. But at the last minute, I think because Mbappe's is behind him and he's not sure.
He checks his shoulder last minute.
He can't see where he is, and he just pauses that second. I mean, if he doesn't pause and carries on, he clears it. But he's just trying to see where he is, and he's probably thought in that split second he's going to cut it back because he can't see him there. And, you know, that split second's everything, and Di Maria has come back to haunt us a little bit, and he plays a brilliant ball in.
He was actually really good, wasn't he? As much as you want to just
I really like him. Obviously, he's brilliant, and it just didn't work at United. And obviously, disappointed that he did play well. But he's come and he wanted to play well, and he did. So it's one of them. It's one of them things, you know. I mean, before Ollie come, was you expected to win this? No. We've still got a chance if we can get an early goal. I know people say it's out there. You do. I know it's there. I've been there. Only because I've been there. I've been in games where we're not expected to win, and we do.
Three goals away at Paris, though. That is a big, big ask.
We'll start with two. But
and no Pogba.
Yeah.
That's blow.
I mean, let's be honest. Ollie's got the team back to playing how we like to play. We're winning games. And sometimes that's all that counts. Mm. It's still going to be difficult. It's still all the same players, and I'm sure whoever comes in, if it is Ollie, he stays or someone else, I'm sure there's going to be a few changes in the summer. But I think Ollie's got them playing the best they can be at the moment.
When he was appointed, do you think he'd go 10 wins, 1 draw, 1
not
loss?
Not at all. Not. I don't think anyone did. You know, you're expecting a lift from the players anyway. I mean, I've been in the situation so many times with a new manager at Sunderland. But the players do lift themselves. But obviously, he's managed there before as a reserve manager. He's played there. He knows what it's about, and he's got everyone smiling again and playing how they should be playing, and that is a massive bonus. But for him to go that many games unbeaten, I think it's broken, if not every record. Yeah.
Mm. We are talking about Solskjaer, and we are in the 20th anniversary. Does that make you feel old? It makes me feel old.
A little bit.
Of the treble season.
Yeah.
That game, that final, that running. Mm. Do you think that's the best we're ever going to see from a United team? Do you think it's impossible to come round?
It's in our history. It'll come round again.
Reckon?
100%. It will. It's not there yet. Might not be for a while, but it definitely will come round. I mean, that team. I was fortunate to be in the squad, and that was my first season. Really, I played the season before, last two games, but that was my first season, so to experience and be a part of it was something you'll never forget.
It was on a bench as the goals go in. Can you remember?
Yeah.
Can you remember what you were thinking as Beckham was putting the ball in?
Yeah, I mean, that corner, everyone's up and you're like, we can get this. And
the first one?
Yeah.
When
you get the first one, as you know, as even ask the fans, we all know we're winning that game. And when you do watch it back, you see their players, some of them on the knees, and there's only one team winning that after that.
Do you remember anything the gaffer said in between that goal and the winner?
No, couldn't hear anything. I'm not going to lie, you couldn't hear anything.
Nothing that anyone said at the side? No one say anything?
No, it's probably a lot of swearing and stuff. But no, in general, we just knew we was on top. And we knew, especially getting in the next corner, that this is going in. It's just a feeling, the crowd, it was crazy, so loud. You could hardly hear the next person speak to you. And then obviously when it goes in, it's the greatest night that we've ever done.
Can you remember what you did with the ball at the back of the net?
We all sprinted.
Just legged it into the corner.
To Ollie, yeah. Yeah. It was weird because I was young, and when you experience that straight away, it's hard to match it.
Yeah, did you probably think like I'm probably going to win about 9 or 10 Champions Leagues now, piece of piss?
No, not at all. I mean, it was difficult getting there. And the final itself didn't go exactly to plan.
We were shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Didn't go exactly to plan. But, you know, we stayed in the game. And that's what I'm talking about with the PSG. We stayed in the game. And, I mean, it couldn't have ended better, really. And it's just the way we do it.
You had a bit more involvement in the 08 final.
Yeah.
And the 08 running, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've got to put those teams head-to-head,
yeah,
they've got to play a one-off final. Mm. Both at the peak. Mm. Who wins?
It's a difficult one. I would always say 99 for the simple fact that we won the treble. It's so hard to do, and you know, you only realise that many years after, when we've got great teams like the 08 and you just don't quite do it. Something wasn't right somewhere, or you're a bit unlucky here and there. So you'd have to say the 99 season. Yeah.
How far away are we from a defence? Because I thought that defence in 08, with you in there, with Ever in there, and Rio and Vidic, obviously, yeah, it's about as good as a defence is going to get, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always about justifying each other. And, you know, Rio and Vida were the best. Completely. not completely different, but different attributes to the team. You know, Vida was solid, Rio was calm and collective, and you know, very smooth. And they worked well together.
I think Rio gets underestimated a little bit because people go, "Oh, he was good on the ball, but he was more than that when he was physical."
Yeah, of course he was. Yeah, he was physical. He wouldn't. A lot of the times, he didn't have to tackle. That's what people forget because he's already won the ball. You know, Vida was a bit more rough and ready, which you need. And Pat was everything. You know, Pat could get up and down, defend, it'd score a goal. You know, it was one of them. But again, we all mixed well, and it worked. You know, now and again, I'd go centre back if someone was needed a rest or was an out, and it would just all work. You know what I mean? And that's what the squad's about. That's what you need.
Do you remember what the gaffer said in the team talks ahead of either of those finals?
The 99 one, I can't really. The 08 one, yeah, it was very good team talk.
What did he say?
No, he just went, you know what, he went through all the players and just explained how we were a team, how we got here, and you know, we've got one more game to show everyone that we deserve this, and it worked. I mean, that game as well, that Chelsea team was a good team, you know, big, strong, and we started off excellent. You know, I thought we could have been probably 2-0 up with, you remember the ball that got, someone switched it out, and then I think Rooney crossed it back in, and then Tevez just missed it.
Rooney going wide in that was inspired, I thought. And yeah, I always thought Ronaldo could play down the middle prior to that because of how good he was in the air.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. The gaffer was good at changing little things, and I know it's more common now, people just moving, whether it's the right side, left side, or straight down the middle. But we knew that they'd be difficult to handle them, and one of the other things was for the goal. That was actually in one of the things we were working on, where we knew if Ronaldo could get against Essien, who was playing right back at the time, more were likely win the ball, because Ronaldo was so good in the air.
How far down the penalty list was you?
I got took off.
Oh, fucking hell.
I was always getting took off. No, I mean, I've never missed a pen.
Was it Anderson they brought on for you?
Yeah, so they brought on Anderson just, I think it was about 30 seconds before the end of extra time.
Literally for a penalty? Yeah, for an 18-year-old lad, that's mental, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good job he scored as well. But yeah, I come off. But again, I mean, I've seen John Terry take penalties, and this is like the opposite way. I was like, he's scoring this. Because I've seen him do it for England, knowing we're all practising and we're having a mess about. And he missed, so the rest is history.
I spoke to Frank Lampard once in a Lowry, and he was chatting to my son. He was talking about England, and he was being well cool with him, so I thought, I can't go and take the piss here or anything, can I? And he called us over, and he goes, I bet your dad remembers that in 08, don't you? And I was like, right, I can't hammer him, because he's probably his best mate, isn't it, with John Terry? And I was like, what the fuck did he say? So I was like, oh, I knew an Elka was missing that, and he went, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
and I was like, shit.
Everyone forgets that, don't they? Do you know what I mean? Everyone forgets the Elka miss, because that was a save from Edwin that done it.
It points, doesn't it? He's like, you're going there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant, again. Something that team deserved. You know, I know we got into the other finals as well, but your Barcelonas at the time were also excellent teams, and you know, after beating them in a semi-final, they were very hurt by that.
Mm.
And that's how football goes. You know, maybe they wanted it a little bit more.
I had to think it was the first one, the 09 one. I think Park goes through, it's the post within a couple of minutes, and you think if that goes in,
it could change.
But the 11 one, I think we was quite far away from them there. I think they was in another planet.
Well, I mean, they won it many times, and didn't they? So it's the way football is, and you know, the gaffer was the best, and he built some brilliant teams.
Unbelievable. Right, we've got some questions from you guys on Patreon as well. If you want to find out more about Patreon, hit the link in the description below. So we've got Tem says, which players in his current United side excite you the most?
I'd go Rashford, and I like Lingard as well. The best player is obviously De Gea, but I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
No.
But Rashford, for me, I just love the way he plays, the way he gets about the pitch, the way he gets behind players, and you know, recently his finishing's been unbelievable.
Is there something in being a local player playing for your local club, do you think? Does it give you an extra 1 or 2%, do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it does. I mean, you want to do well. You don't want to let anyone down. You know,
like your family's in the Stretford end. Like,
yeah, you don't want to let anyone down, but you want to play well, not just for yourself, but for you, like you said, your friends, your family, because they're all supporters. And, you know, he's come through the system, him and Jesse, and they've been excellent. They've fitted in really well.
Connor says, what was it like when you played in India, and where do you see your career going next? Because you've not officially retired, have you?
Not said anything, but I won't be going anywhere, Connor. Yeah, it was good experience in India. Loved it. I mean, it was good in the sense that it wasn't that long as well, because my knees probably wouldn't have had that. It was only 18 games. Had a great time. Again, different experience. Went out with Berbatov and a lad called Paul Vichubka, who I was YTS with as well, and Rennie Mullenstein, who was the manager. So yeah, it was great going out there. Again, different. The heat, the fans, crazy fans. I loved them. And I'm glad I went there.
80,000 in there as well.
Yeah, so it's probably about 60,000. It all got changed for the fee because the World Cup under 18s was there, so they changed a few things around. But that, we can get 60,000 in there.
Packed out as well.
Yeah, with a DJ.
With a DJ.
It's a bit like the cricket. I don't know if you've watched the
no, not really
the cricket a little bit when it's over there. It's like party time for the fans. Yeah.
Making sure that was still on. Ryan says, you partially moved into coaching while at Blackburn.
Mm.
Is that what you're looking to do going forward? Maybe you could teach our lads to defend a corner.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I was at Blackburn, I was still a player, but, you know, I was just watching behind the scenes of the reserve team. Great time there. Learned a lot. I've not actually gone ahead and done anything with it at the moment, but it's maybe I might, in the future, get something.
I think it's the law, isn't it? If you played for Fergie, that you have to go and be a manager somewhere.
No, not
seems
at all.
Like it, doesn't it?
Do you know what it is? You don't know. And, you know, I know some lads go straight into it. I've not necessarily done that. I've coached a few kids, you know, here and there. But again, I've not got the experience to definitely go straight into it. I would have to do a lot more things before that.
Mitt says, who is your favourite centre-back partner to play with, and who is the toughest striker?
Oh, to play with. I learnt a lot off Stam. To play with, probably Rio and Vida in different occasions. Laurent Blanc taught me a lot as well. I mean, he was absolutely class for his age when he came to actually have been playing for Man United. And, you know, I think there was only one time when Bellamy won at him. You know, that he was excellent in most games.
Toughest striker?
See, mine's different. Mine's probably not a striker. The toughest opponent is probably Zinedine Zidane.
It's not a bad one. He was all right.
It's not that I did anything wrong. I just didn't get anywhere near him.
It seems like he just makes time on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't playing. I was playing right back. He wasn't left wing. He was like left midfield. You know, that Real Madrid system where everyone's a bit everywhere. Tried to get tight with him a few times, but
was that when
Carlos,
they beat us in the Champions League? When yeah, Roberto Carlos.
Roberto Carlos would be running past me, and then. You know what I mean? It just couldn't work out what was going on. He was a very clever, so smooth on the ball.
Ranabir says, in your experience, does a squad deal with the manager's how in your experience does a squad deal with a manager's need to strengthen?
None at all. If you're a player?
Yeah.
None at all.
The rumours about players coming in your position, things like that, does it affect your game?
Oh, I mean, not. Listen, if you're at Man United, you're fighting for your place every week anyway.
True.
It's a good thing, you that's what you want. You want everyone to be on form. Yes, you're going to be disappointed if you get left out, but it's not an offence against the next person going in. You just try harder next time. You're all a team, you want to win as a team.
Jazz says, who would you sign for United in the summer at centre-half? We've been constantly linked, haven't we?
Hope we've got a lot of money.
Well, I think, yeah, I'm sure he's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, do you go for someone who's already out there, world class, or do you potentially buy someone who you think is going to be world class? Whoever it is, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, if you look at the centre half, yes, last night, De Silva. I mean, Silva was brilliant. But again,
I think he's shown us what we was lacking a little bit, didn't
yeah,
he?
But again, if you're going to buy him, are you going to spend all that money? It's going to cost a lot. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
Ant says, if it wasn't for the timing of your injuries, do you believe you could have struck up a world-beating centre-back partnership with Rio?
You never know. Do you know what? For me, it's not like that. I'm a Manchester lad, and I was just happy when I did get injured that I actually got back. You know, they, at any point, the gaffer might have said, you know, you've had a few bad injuries. I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. But he never did. He always trusted me. The injuries don't help any player. But again, I was part of teams. I was there for many years. And I loved every minute of it. I probably wouldn't change any of it. Because when you change one thing, it all could go.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to change. Yeah. Clayton says, out of all the lads you played with, who do you think would go into coaching and be successful?
Easy. John O'Shea.
Really?
Easy. It's easy, that, yeah.
That's an interesting one, isn't
easy,
it?
Easy, John O'Shea.
He's still playing as well, though, isn't he?
He is. He's at Reading. He's probably going to be his last year. I don't know. but, yeah, he's top lad. He knows his stuff. He's got the presence about him. And... you know, hopefully he does do that, because I've always told him I think he'd be very good. And yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but I'd put my money on him.
That's interesting. What about Ollie when you was playing with him? Is there anything that you thought he'd make a good manager?
Well, Ollie was, when I was at Sunderland, he was reserve manager. So I wasn't at United when he was there, so I wouldn't really know. But I know he would have learnt a lot from it. And obviously his Cardiff spell as well, as well with Mould.
Sean says, out of the three, I think, goals for United, which was your favourite? He didn't score many. Got more Premier League titles than goals.
Yeah, that wasn't my job, pal. Don't worry about that. which was my favourite? It'd have to be Liverpool. My Liverpool header at Old Trafford.
Because it's Liverpool.
Yeah. I love my first one, Juventus Champions League, but I'd stick with Liverpool, yeah.
Nathan says, what was it like during the England camp before that Croatia match in 2007? Any things from that camp that helped your career? I don't know what he's on about there, to be honest.
I don't know. What's he on about?
I don't know what he's on about. Okay, is that the Wally with the Broly one?
No, I wasn't in that one, so I don't know.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry,
Matt, what in your opinion was the best performance ever for United, and what was your best ever season?
Best performance of United, I would say, maybe not United, but an individual was probably Roy Keane.
Turin.
Yeah, that I've seen from and he was our captain as well, knowing that he's not going to play. That's probably the best thing I've witnessed. I know it's not a team, but
that. That I think people forget, don't they, that Juventus at the time was like the Barcelona of a few years ago, weren't they? They was unreal.
Yeah.
And to go 2-0 down in the Del Alpi as well, I remember going, oh, that's us done.
But that for me was watching it, was like, wow, that's a proper captain there, if you know what I mean.
What was your best ever season?
Best ever season was probably the Champions League season 08, injury free. I think I played nearly every game. You know, we had a great squad, like I said, and winning the two trophies that year was brilliant for me personally. But again, my knees started to fail.
What's the key to succeeding at United from Loki?
The key, as a player, it's always train, listen, learn, prepare. You know, you might be on it. A lot of players are on it in Man United for a few seasons. Some of them. It's not necessarily a long time, and when you're there, you just want to make the best of it, because if you do, you'll be a legend there for the rest of your life.
Ryan says, how do the celebrations compare in 99 to 08?
Well, 99 Ryan, is it Ryan, yeah?
Yes.
Ryan. 99 Ryan, and that was the first time I never went to bed, so that one definitely wins. 08 was a little bit different. Got kids now and stuff like that, but 99 was always going to top it again.
Where was that? In Barcelona?
In Barcelona, and then early flight, and then we did obviously land in Manchester Airport, and then straight from Old Trafford to through Deansgate to the 9X at the time.
Yeah, for a parade.
Yeah.
With about 500,000 on the streets.
Yeah, I couldn't recognise anything. It was brilliant. Yeah.
When did that end then? On about the Wednesday?
I actually think I went home that night after we'd been out again. And slept the whole next day, but I mean, for a good few weeks after, everyone was, the whole city, United fans were absolutely buzzing. So.
Gary Neville says, "Don't it? If you could relive 10 days of his life again, it would be that 10 days."
I do remember going in a few restaurants and they wouldn't let me pay or pay for a drink stuff, which is weird. But it was just, everyone was happy, and
It's mad how everyone joined in together,
which
it?
Was good, yeah.
Like we took it to the last day against Spurs. Mm. The FA Cup was probably the easier of the three.
FA Cup was the easiest one. And yeah. Then in the final, we didn't particularly play too well. But
madness.
That doesn't matter.
Tino says, what's your first footballing memory? I think we've got two left.
First footballing memory? When I was a kid?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, it was my mate telling me to come and play for Fletcher Moss, really.
What's in the water at Fletcher Moss?
It's good, whatever it is, I don't know. But yeah, it was my mate, he was already there, and he was actually at United as well. He was there with me YTS level.
Who was that?
Leon Mills. You probably won't know him. He left after, he was about 18 when he left. Went to a few lower clubs, but didn't really play again after that. He told me to come, and I was like, yeah, I'll come down, see what happened. Loved it, absolutely loved it. It was still in the olden days, though, you know, if you won the league, you get trophies, you go to, you know, the end of do stuff, and it was good times, learnt me a lot, yeah. And that's when I went from right wing to centre back as well.
I didn't know you played right wing.
Yeah, when I was a kid. Yeah. I actually got a Manchester Boys under 11s, I think it was. I was right wing. I was very fast.
Any regrets?
Not at all.
Not staying right wing.
No, not at all. Come on, it's just football, isn't it? You know, I could always play it because that's all I used to do, but. Picking your decision could be a difficult choice. I know a lot of players that even when they get YTS, they change to different positions because the manager or the coach might think they're better somewhere else.
And the last one that we've got from here then is from Connor, and says, who was your idol growing up?
Very easy. My first one was Danny Wallace. I used to watch him play right wing, running up and down. But for me, it's Ryan Giggs. I mean, I was at school when he was playing, and I love left-footed players as well. So he was like icon, still is to me. Yeah.
I think someone mentioned earlier up there. I didn't read it out because it was part of a longer question. But you're saying that's the best player you've ever played with, Giggsy.
Yeah, and that is hard, the hardest question ever. Because realistically, you should put it as Ronaldo. But I think it's more of an idol thing because I've actually played with him and know him. So. I would always have to pick Ryan Giggs, and obviously what he's achieved at the football club
13
is
13 titles.
You're very surprised if that's beaten in 100 years. Never mind.
It's mad. The most careers are 10 years ish at the top. Mm. So you're talking, you're pretty much going to have to win it every single season.
Yeah.
And then you need a couple more seasons.
Well,
as well.
I'm sure he started before me. I was there for 12 years in the first team. I then left and he was still there. So
my childhood ended when he retired.
Yeah, so there you go. So that shows how good he was.
Right, Wes, thanks for joining us.
Nice.
Go and check out Patreon in the link below, and go check Wes out. He's only on Instagram because he likes to hide and stuff. So thanks
got
for
no
joining
time,
us. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in the next one. Later. Yeah.